The feeling of immediate gratification can lead people to value small rewards now over larger benefits later. When this bias is countered with a proactive retirement savings plan, like purchasing an annuity, you can reap larger benefits at a future date. Find out more at athene.com.
Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Just when interest rates on savings and CDs were moving higher, they're about to turn around. We'll explain why in a moment, including where to still find decent rates. First, these money and market stories you should know. Despite falling mortgage rates and a strong economy, the U.S. housing market continued to soften in April. Existing home sales fell 0.4% in April from the previous month. Compared with a year earlier, sales in April declined 4.4%. That's the 14th straight month of annual declines. National Association of Realtors says the market continues to shift in favor of buyers. The median sale price for an existing home in April was $267,300. That's up 3.5% from a year earlier. Home price appreciation has slowed significantly from a year ago, when price growth was running over 5%. And is it okay to cheat on your taxes? About 10% in a poll said yes. That was a poll conducted for the IRS. And that's up slightly from a year ago. Meanwhile, 85% of people said that no amount of cheating is permissible. That's down from 88% last year. But is it every American's civic duty to pay taxes? That was an actual question in the poll. 95% either believed strongly or mostly agreed, the same as the year before.
Optimism is great, but too much can cloud people's judgment, especially when it comes to planning their financial future. A more realistic outlook can result in a greater appreciation for protection from market downturns, which an annuity can provide. Find out more at athene.com.
You may have noticed your rates on bank deposits have been slowly creeping upward. That upward journey, though, may be about to hit a U-turn. Those rates will be coming down soon, most likely, and Wall Street Journal reporter Allison Prang is on the line with us to explain. So, Allison, it's not like the rates on deposits have shot up dramatically, but they've moved up nonetheless, and the Federal Reserve could be the factor that causes them to turn around?
Yeah, exactly. So banks are helped, their profits are helped when the Fed raises rates because they're able to charge more, to make more money on loans that adjust when those rates adjust. But at the same time, then there tends to be a lag before this happens, but then they ultimately also, in theory, end up paying more to their depositors. So, you know, banks are always trying to balance that, their profit margins in that respect, what they're paying out in interest versus what they're bringing in. And the Fed, so yeah, exactly, what the Fed does down the line is could potentially impact this. This one analyst I talked to, Matthew Brees, one of the things he says was, if the Fed cuts rates this year, you know, banks, he doesn't think banks are going to wait essentially to, you know, try to cut those deposit costs. You know, it's just better generally for profit, just factually speaking.
So he thinks that when the Fed cuts rates, that the interest rates will come down for deposits as well?
Yeah, exactly. Or that's in theory what would happen with that. You know, if banks are trying to lower their deposit costs, they're trying to, you know, in theory, they could cut the rates they're paying on deposits. There's this other kind of more complicated thing happening in the industry that, you know, banks, with all the deposits they have, they're just seeing more customers move their money into accounts that pay interest instead of non-interest bearing accounts. So, you know, that's going to drive up what they're paying in deposits too overall. But yeah, you could potentially see, I think, if the Fed does end up cutting rates, that, you know, people are going to hop to, banks are going to hop to also try to cut, you know, the amount of money they're paying out for interest.
It really is interesting how it's like a seesaw, because a rate cut by the Fed typically sends the stock market upward and investors can score profits there, but they'll take it on the chin in their savings accounts. And the average savings and deposit rates right now, they're averaging, depending upon where you go to bank, about 1% or so. We really haven't seen rates this high in about 5 years.
Yeah, what's really interesting with this is that, yeah, we talk about, you know, that rates have been increasing generally and whatnot. And you know, this is obviously with the backdrop of the Fed increasing their federal funds rate. But yeah, exactly. Historically, these are still not super impressive rates for people. You know, if you've been through an old rate hike cycle, you're probably not super impressed by the fact that, you know, rates are where they are today. Everything's relative to history with this.
Yeah, we can look back 10 years ago before the recession. And as far as rates are concerned, I mean, rates as high as 5-6%. Those were very much like the good old days.
Totally, totally. One of the things that one of the other Piper Jaffray analysts, this was Kevin Barker, he's a senior research analyst for them, and we quote him in the story, but he had this good quote: "I think customers are less in tune with the ability to get a return on their deposits." And, you know, that would make sense, just in that, you know, we had rates that were so low for so long after the recession happened. It makes complete sense with, you know, just what they're used to. And, you know, this is a different environment. Are you even in the mindset of shopping around, you know, for those attractive deposit rates? At the same time, though, there are these offerings online for customers that do pay, you know, more than 2%. That was what we noted in the story too. So it's a really muddy area, you know, in that you're looking at such a wide swath of rates on CDs that have different maturities, on savings accounts, on money market, you know, so it really varies in that respect. It's really important to kind of look at the difference in the data here.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Allison Prang with us on the line explaining all this for us. Allison, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Of course. Thank you, JR.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm JR Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.